It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. So people have been trying to figure out, what do we call this deep? We got the bad boy defense from the 80s. You know, what do we call this Clamps defense? And someone jumped in here on Twitter. I want to give the proper credit to this person with, I think, a potential great nickname. It's from Black Beckham on Twitter. With Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jaden McDaniels sort of leading the point of attack.
Mm-hmm.
How about Gnaw and Order?
Gnaw and Order ain't bad.
And then every time they get a defensive stop at Target Center, you could have the...
Play the Law and Order music. And let me say this. I'm proud to tell you this. After 25 years, I've never watched an episode, okay? So,
Judd can fill you in on all of them.
But I've heard the music, that's for damn sure. So, that is very good. That is very good. I was thinking of something involving Pack, but every nickname they have involves the Pack. So, that is really good. I don't think you got to look anymore, do you?
Because it's not in order.
Who brings
and then done. For
who
a defensive stop,
more
yeah.
order to the defense than McDaniels, right?
That's yeah.
become like because McDaniels needs a nickname anyway. He could be order. So although
you could have a narration for it in the Timberwolves defensive system,
the Target Center system.
Yeah, I mean this is perfect.
It is
brilliant.
What's the guy's name? Congrats! Send him a T-shirt.
Black Beckham. Yeah, we'll send him something.
Send him something. That
we'll
is
make
fantastic.
we'll make the shirts. We'll steal the idea, we'll steal the profits, the and we'll give him credit on Twitter.
Thanks.
So we will not do that. We will not do that.
You know that I'm very proud of some of the nicknames I've given people through the years. Sir Rodney carried for many years, you know, just that on crew and things like that. But this is fantastic. I love this. It's non order. I think we're going to have to break that out.
By the way, the guy that they clamped the most, Jamal Murray, talked to the media for the first time. Like, was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. It had been 2 days since the towel throwing, the heating pack throwing, the money sign. And so finally reporters got to ask him questions. So the first question was about, hey, you know, what kind of happened there? And he said, well, it is what it is. I take full responsibility, but now we're moving forward. And then the next question is very Belichick-y. And then the next question was like, well, but what kind of happened out there? Did you just get frustrated? He goes, we're just looking ahead. That was 2 days ago. Okay. We're moving forward. And then the third attempt, he just stares at the reporter and says, do you have any basketball questions? Anybody? Mm-hmm. No. And then he walks away. So
you know who he needed? He needed Gene Harrington to ask him, Jamal, do you want to talk about being a complete jackass in game two, or would you like to talk about the next basketball game going up? And then Jamal could have said, I want to talk about that game three. That could have been, Gene could have bailed him out just like he did Dante. Way
back. Vote of the Bears.
You want to talk about the heating pack or the wolf pack? You tell us.
Yeah, right. Wow. How much whining have they done beyond off the court? I mean, did Malone rip the refs at all verbally?
No, Malone ripped his team. So the best soundbite from Malone yesterday was, I just got done telling the guys at practice, we are the defending champions. Start acting and playing like the defending champions. So he's putting it on his guys in the locker room.
But how about the coach acting like the defending champion and not making excuses for them? And you know who picked up that mantle from Malone was Carlisle last night. Because they got 117 points, but they're getting the Knicks are getting away with murder on defense or something. So
Carlisle makes the comment about, he said, you know, small market teams deserve a chance too, and he called out the NBA for and then they submitted 78 plays from games 1 and 2 to the league that they thought were incorrectly called against the Pacers.
Really?
78 plays from game one and two.
OKC and Minnesota are fine in the playoffs.
Right? Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's being refereed that way all over the league. They're letting you kind of bump guys on the break and stuff like, you know, I saw it. What did you see the play Brunson got hurt on?
Yeah.
Somebody basically came up and blocked him as he was trying to cut to where he wanted to go. And there was no call there. That was a no call against a pretty big market team there, the Knicks. So I like the way it's being officiated. If you want 45 fouls on each team, I don't like that. So
agreed.
It is unbelievable though. I said this on Twitter last night. Those of us who still watch Bally afterwards, we got the Twins post game, right? And you know, Judd and I live for the Twins post game to see what Lodge has got to say, right? I don't think he was on last night though.
No, he's been off.
But afterwards, they all of a sudden this complete stranger starts doing a Wolves post game. So some guy I've never seen before in my life starting with our Wolves special coverage at 11:30 last night or something like that. So
someone local from?
I don't know who he was. I don't know who he was.
Does Bally's have like a national NBA hub?
No. Maybe this guy's been around and I just missed him. I don't know. But complete stranger talking Wolves. We're all on the bandwagon. There's no doubt.
Was it Telly Hughes? Was it Telly Hughes or Robbie?
He probably works cheap. That's my guess.
Telly Hughes. I love Telly Hughes.
Telly was great.
Telly could say Hughes. The most obvious thing with enthusiasm that I've ever heard. So it was great.
I'm looking through their Twitter trying to see who this was. Yeah. I'm curious now.
Mm-hmm. Did Telly go to Milwaukee?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
It was the white guy with curly hair or something. You know, I don't know who he was. I don't know.
It was Chase Buttinger, actually.
No, it wasn't Chase Buttinger.
I'll come up with a sketch of him. White guy with curly hair.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you guys going to do here? When are you going to get the bad ball game on watching our Twins, man?
Well, Judd is 9 days into life without. So Judd has used the old school radio. He has shown up to the ballpark. He's even got me and Declan just calling in updates to his phone. Okay, bottom second, runners on second, third.
My phone,
like those AP
sometimes.
Updates.
We actually should stick to Wolves fever here, but I gotta say that was a good win last night because that Kirby is good. I guess I didn't realize how good Seattle's starting pitching is and how bad their hitting is. God, they strike out at a rate that it would embarrass the Twins early this season. It's amazing. What do they got? 38 or 9 strikeouts in 3 games, right?
It's rough. So yeah,
it's awful. And they got, I mean, Logan Gilbert's on the mound on Thursday. That's their best pitcher. I mean, the good luck to the Twins hitters for that one because he's going to be shoving today.
Yeah, you got to beat him 2-1. Yeah, to beat him. But Kirby, they go out and hit 3 home runs off him. It was pretty, he's good, but. Man alive, how'd they get themselves this lineup? And they're putting a lot of stock in Ty France, who's down one of those grooves where he strikes out every time he hits, which is, you hate to see that.
Trevor Larnach, I want to ask you about. We kind of wrote him off, former first-round pick, and this might be his last shot to really take a spot here long-term. He's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I think when they don't play him against a right-handed pitcher, they're making a mistake. I had this hot take thought last night. I was as I was waiting to shut the water off at 3:30 this morning on the pool, as we were redoing it. I would rather have Donovan Solano and Michael A. Taylor than Margot and Carlos Santana. I would have rather had those two guys, kept those two guys, not have Santana. And Margot has been awful. They gave us a pretty over the hill body in those guys. They had a better bench last year with these guys. But Larnick, why is Santana ever playing against right-handed pitching instead of him? I don't get it. I mean, the guys.
Is it because they like his glove enough at first base? Yeah.
Kirilloff yesterday.
Did you see Kirilloff save our guy Eddie of Air yesterday?
Yes. Great.
Eddie had he threw him the
one hopper that was impossible to catch, and Kirilloff picked it in a close game. So I've been down on that. And you know, Carlos did pop up and hit a couple of three home runs in 4 days or something, but I don't get it. I do not get. By the way, Solano's back in the big leagues. Where did I see him the other day?
Oh, really?
He's playing. Yeah, he's back in the big leagues.
They have Larnick DHing almost exclusively. He is dealing with a little bit of a foot issue, which is why he's been DHing for the last 2 weeks. But you can't take his bat out of the lineup right now. Him and Jeffers are their two best hitters.
Who was watching in the eighth inning?
I was.
Who was watching?
Not me.
That ball Jeffers hit down the left field line for a double was amazing. It was in on his knuckles, and the guy had just struck out. Was it Correa? He just struck out with this nasty sinker that was going about 92, and somehow Jeffers got that thing down the third base line and kept it fair. Provis was bragging about it on TV, and he was right, too. That was a hellacious swing. What a amazing story he's become, Jeffers. I mean, the idea that he'd be hitting 1, 2, or 3 with you a couple of years is incredible.
Solano is a Padre.
Okay,
that's right. That's
he was just saw. Picked up by the Padres.
Yeah, he's probably gonna get the swing when Louis Arraez doesn't. Do you think they got enough infielders out there now in San Diego? My God. Anyway.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you should fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals in May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. And keep the kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in just 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, and most importantly, no cleaning up. Head to factormeals.com/unchained50 and use code unchained50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's unchained50 at factormeals.com/unchained50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off next month while you're subscribed. Is active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do we think of who's going to show up for Denver on Friday night? How are they going to play?
I would be shocked if they don't come out in the first 6 minutes with everything. I think they're going to come out with everything that they can, championship caliber Denver, for the first 6 minutes. And then the question's going to be if the Wolves brace for it and punch back, and force Denver to call the first timeout, does that end the series? Like, I think the first 6 minutes are going to be really interesting in this game.
Jokic is going to do everything in his power to make the officials not call a foul on him. You know, he is going to
physical
mug people, knock people down, yeah. And he's going to, here I am, the MVP for the third time, and we'll see how it's officiated those first 6 or 7 minutes. If they let the Wolves play defense again or not, that will be very interesting. Because, you know, you always used to talk about home cooking, even in the NBA, but, you know, maybe the big call with 4 seconds to go in a game, that it's that way. But a lot of them are obstinate enough now that they like to be the opposite of the home cooking. So it will be interesting how it's officiated.
Yeah,
but I don't think the NBA can change in midstream, can it? It can't start saying we're gonna officiate. Is Scott showing up Friday night?
That's what I was gonna look up if I could.
Do we have the officials listed yet?
I don't think they list them until the day of the game, but maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm.
Day before, no.
The day before. So we will find out today.
Yeah. All right. He was. Yeah. Did he have last night? I saw him. Last night or the night before, he had a game someplace.
Pat, not that this would factor into like what the, I think people get too caught up in the conspiracy theories and Carlisle added fuel to it, but independent of the NBA influencing it, my question to you is, what would be better for the NBA? The Nuggets making another run, getting back in the series and winning back to back, or Anthony Edwards making a run, a surprise championship, and becoming much more of the face of the NBA?
Let me say two things. B, Anthony Edwards for sure, because people are just raving about him in this market. Minnesota and Denver are basically the same market. I've always said that town's more like us than any place, except it's got mountains and doesn't get as much snow generally. But it's more like us than any place. But B, the idea that if they beat Denver, that it's look out NBA Finals, here we come. I would say they'd be a slight favorite. But Oklahoma City is good and young and harder to guard than Denver.
I agree.
They're gonna be going other places faster than Denver gets there. They don't rely on lobs to Aaron Gordon. And our guy, the skinny kid from here, is phenomenal, Chet Holmgren. And, you know, they got the other guy who's one of the 3-4 best players in the league. That's even if you get through Denver, and I think they will, obviously, it's not getting easier. You're no cinch to get past Oklahoma City, that's for sure. No,
I think that OKC-Dallas series might go 6 or 7 because, Dallas wasn't great in the first game.
Oh, man.
Luka Doncic is shooting like 18 or 15% from 3-point range in the playoffs. At some point, he's going to start making shots again. But Oklahoma City's interesting.
Yeah, that could go a long way. And they get I think the home court needs someplace because the referees go in and they see that collection of hillbillies. They're afraid they're going to get the crap beat out of them if they're going to storm down on the field and on the court and beat them up and they're was stomp them with their cowboy boots, you know. So that's a different kind of. You notice that Charles Barkley used to talk about the fat girls from San Antonio, but he doesn't say the same thing about Oklahoma City. He's afraid he'd get the hell beat out of them.
They'll come get him.
They will come and get him.
Speaking of Dallas sure. OKC tonight, the crew chief Scott Foster, the umpire Ed Malloy. This is potentially good news because I don't think they would have a game here then tomorrow night.
No, they will not be here. We might have Tony, though. Tony Brothers, we might have
Tony. Yeah, Tony Brothers not on the schedule for this evening.
Hey, why did you get, Phil, why did you get in trouble with cat fans on Twitter? What was that about?
Oh, man. Oh, so, okay. This is what happens. This is what happens now, as you know. First of all, in today's society, it's impossible to subscribe to something that you love and buy into something that you love, whether it's a player, a team, or whatever, and also be critical of it. You must be 100% loyal to everything and be tribalistic. It's sort of scary.
Nobody knows that better than a fat old 78-year-old sports writer, I'll tell you that.
So that's the first force here. But people went back and found, because I tweeted some praise for Karl Anthony Towns. And he's been a revelation in these playoffs. If you look at his efficiency numbers this year compared to other playoffs, it's not even close. And people started going back and screenshotting my old critical tweets of Kat from like 2020, 2022. You're flip-flopping. Admit that you were wrong. Apologize. Well, no. When he was flailing around like an immature child and blowing 26-point leads and fouling out against Memphis, and when he was shooting 25% in half of his games, he deserved criticism. And now that he's playing highly efficient, poised basketball, he deserves praise.
It's sports, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you have a good year. Sometimes you have a lousy year. When you have a lousy year, it is pointed out. When you have a good year, and Kat's been a revelation, the fact that he is fit right in. And, last year when he came back, I give him somewhat of a pass for the way he played because he missed 51 games in a row, right? But this year he's been a new Kat. He's enjoying this. And really, who would have thought 4 or 5 years ago that he wouldn't have gotten out of here, that he wouldn't have tried to get out of here, this market? Did you ever think this was a place that he wanted to stay for his whole life?
I thought the writing was on the wall for clearly, like I was calling for it 2 years ago. But I thought the writing was on the wall for him to move on. And by the way, I think if they would have lost the Suns in 5 or 6 games.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a 100% certainty that they would have traded him this summer, but they didn't. He has fit in very well. He deserves praise, and the circumstance is different than it was 2 years ago, 4 years ago.
I think that something happened to him when he grew up a little, and it's good. I mean, he's suppressed. That ego, that raving ego is still there, but he has managed to suppress it pretty good. And, everybody's talked about the way Edwards is the perfect teammate with him because it's all needling and it's not, hey, this is my team. And, it's not that kind of a relationship. So,
is my biggest problem with it. So you love J.D. Hoyt's, right? J.D. Hoyt's like one of my favorite restaurants, great restaurant. You are a J.D. Hoyt's loyalist. You will die on a hill for J.D. Hoyt's. But if J.D. Hoyt serves you a wildly undercooked pork chop and some stale Cajun hash browns, you can criticize the meal and still love the restaurant that you have gone to for 30 plus years. Like, that concept is foreign to a lot of people, I feel like.
Well, my example is P.J. Fleck, okay? I love needling him because he's a raving egomaniac, but I do not say he shouldn't be the coach of the Gophers and he's done a lousy job. He had a terrible year last year, but I still, when I agree and that with people say they're not going to hire anybody better, I agree with them. I agree with that, even though I love agitating him because of, about crowd surfing his players and running off in front of everybody and running down the sideline and making it all about him. But the Gophers couldn't do any better as a football coach.
It's a little too much nuance modern, for me, Pat.
The modern social media fans have a hard time with the idea that you can have alternate opinions on a guy, what you think of him as a person.
We don't like to operate in the gray area.
We don't do a great job in our end of the business here across the board, though, of helping with that with young fans. There are plenty of entities in this state that create the notion that if you aren't loyal to the team, that you're somehow not a good fan. So I fault us as well in the media.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's kind of the way I will admit that, there's radio shows in town that the 9 to 12 on the big K fan, which has proven that pandering is the way to go in the, in the local media. The pandering is really works well, but which is the opposite theory that I had when we were on Florida, which was, how do we agitate them today? What can we do to needle them today? And obviously the pandering works much better than saying,
I don't know. I disagree. I mean, I feel like we've opened up. This could be a whole conversation. But
yes, right.
The reason why you, let's just do a ratings discussion. The reason why you felt like that is true is more because of AM versus AM radio and other circumstances. It's a distribution thing more than a content thing. Well, I would argue. And your, by the way, your podcast numbers are really good and suggest that people do like the way that you and other critical people produce content. Well,
anyhow, we can all agree on this. This Wolfie's thing is fun, and we haven't had it like that. It's the 87 Twins without the championship yet, but when you wait 20 some years and then it happens, it's fantastic. The unexpected, there's nothing better in sports than the unexpected. And this team, as I point out, was the 16th pick to win the NBA title at 66-1 in the, now you probably couldn't get that in a sports book, but in the numbers that they ran at 66-1 to win the NBA title. And they're probably about 4-1 now. So anyway.
Yep. Amen. Awesome. All right, Pat. Well, we'll talk to you. Get positive Pat in full force this week, folks. If you were looking for positive Pat, you're getting him this week. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. All right. See you at the yard, fellas. Goodbye.
All right. See you, buddy. There he is. Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold.